B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy!
Wow! I just had to call for myself to see if the rumors were really true.
Excuse me, sir? What rumors? You're on the air. Ahoy! Yes, sir.
I did not.
What? What is this? Some kind of...
I didn't want to be on the air.
Well, you called the number, and those are on-air numbers, sir. You don't want to be on the air. Can I help you with something?
Well, I just... I'm astounded. Stan, you're still on the air.
Yeah, I'm still on the air. What's the... So? Yeah, I am.
I try to check in every... 6 years or so, and just amazes me the fact that you're still on the air.
How's that? You check in once every 6 years to see specifically if I'm on the air. Yeah, this sounds funny. I'm laughing along too. Well, check in every six years.
You know, you can go ahead and try and bully me like I'm some caller, but
you are a caller, and I'm not bullying you.
It's all right, buddy. I've sat in your seat, okay?
Stop it! Hold it! What you say? Are you saying that you have worked at K-Rock? Are you in the radio business? What are you?
First of all, if there's anybody left, I want to say hello to my old audience.
Your old audience? Wait, so you used to work
here?
I've seen a lot of people come and go in this radio station in 23-plus years. Who are you? Maybe I'd recognize your name. What's your first name? I'm sorry, what did you go by? Because back in those days, you had a made-up name.
Yeah, well, everybody knows me down there. It's Dick Steele from Dick Steele Productions.
Dick Steele. Everybody knows you. Who knows you down here? I don't know Dick Steele.
Kind of legendary down there.
At K-Rock. You're legendary at K-Rock.
I signed on 96 Super Q. You know, me and Duke Roberts ran that town.
Okay, that's great, sir. That was back in 1986.
Yeah, and then, you know, I did part-time. Beasley's kept me on part-time until I got blown out. And
You sound just like somebody that's bitter. You check in every 6 years to see if I'm here because Dick Steele from Dick Steele Productions sat in my seat and used to work here when it was Super Q. What the hell's that?
Completely amazed that two of the biggest douchebags in the radio business are still on the air.
Can you hold on a second? What?
Can you hold on 1 second?
Oh, yeah, sure. I got all the time in the world.
Northwest South Central Georgia is home for soft hits. That's Mick Hucktall and Simply Red. We've got another free ride coming up next. But first, this word from Fat Cock Furniture. Okay, I'm back.
You're on the... You take the time out of your day from up in Georgia at some AM station... 5,000-watt daytimer, to call here to see if the two biggest douchebags in radio are still on the air. Yeah? Guess what? We're still on the air.
Damn it.
What?
Can you hold on a second?
Yeah.
Can you hold on a second?
Sure.
Serving Appaloosa County and all of Northwest South Central Georgia with soft tip music. You got PPT here on this end. And if you're looking, Up today's super prize pack. Well, by the clock on the old wall, we got about 15 minutes of daylight left, and then we're going to have to call it a night, but still 15 minutes on the soft hit music lines. If you've got a request or you're interested in today's prize pack, give us a call at 724-1060.
It is an AM station. He's off the air at 5. Goes dark.
Appaloosa County, serving all of northwest, south, central Georgia with soft hit music.
Hit music.
Here's an oldie but a goodie. The old Diamond and Barbra Streisand, "You Don't Bring Me Flowers," 1060. Yeah,
it is.
Anyway.
Anyway, what? Don't worry. You got plenty of time after the station powers off at 5.
Yeah, well, you know, I read the trades.
Uh-huh.
And I just got this kick-ass new job with free internet. They got computers, and so I looked you up on the website. And I saw you was the two biggest douchebags there, and I guess number three, that Zito character.
So he's douchebag number three. Is that what you're? You are incredibly bitter.
That is, you know.
And you sound drunk.
Bitter, man. I'm sitting on top of the world. After I got blown out by Beasley. You know, they said, "Hey, super cute dudes don't fit the format." And I said, "Yeah, whatever. Why don't you just say it to my face and fire me?"
And they did. And they did. But everybody down here knows you, man. Everybody knows you, right?
Oh, they still know me.
No, they
man.
Don't. No,
you
they
know,
don't.
I could walk into Norma Jean's tonight and not pay a cover.
Norma Jean's has been closed for 2 decades.
I could leave there, and I know there's a lot of silence. Can I give a shout out to the sexy ladies at Burt's Club? Man, I'm not a cover anywhere.
Don't forget the Paradise Club. Don't forget the Paradise Club.
Yeah.
They're all closed.
Paradise Club, that was a hell of a time, man. That's back when I had a hell of a problem, you know.
With alcohol and drugs?
I've never had a problem with alcohol, but I got into the coke pretty bad.
Yep. Oh, by the way, I just got a tweet. The gang at the Witch's Brew say hey.
Hey, right back at him.
Well, what's your problem? You're angry. You drugged and drank yourself out of the business. And now, because we've been here and Zito's back, you are going to call in and just check in to see if we're still here. What? If we weren't, would you go and try to apply?
It's because you suck, man.
Oh, kiss my...
No matter what.
Yeah.
No matter how long you're there, man. You are always going to know that you're sitting in Dick Steele's chair.
What a very jaded, jaded man. You're jaded. You are jaded.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you are.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something. Yeah. I have got it made because getting booted out of there was the best thing that ever happened to me. I got a kick-ass construction job. I worked there long enough to get injured and go on disability, and now I'm on the radio using a fake name and nobody's the wiser. I am personal friends with Alan Black and Rick Blade and all the people that really call the shot.
They don't work here anymore. They haven't worked here in decades. Decades. Don't you understand that? The radio business evolves. It changes, and you got left in the dust. There's nothing I can do about it. You are just a bitter, angry, a jaded human being. You're bitter and jaded.
What? What? Do you think this is because Mad Mike Gillen kicked my ass at Norma Jean?
He hasn't worked here. He's moved on. He's not even in the radio business anymore. He moved on 18 years ago. You have not ingratiated yourself with anybody in this radio station that might have the slightest inkling of who you are.
You ask around, man.
Everything you've mentioned has been closed and moved on more than two decades. You're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing yourself right now.
Shut up.
Shut up.
I want to say hey to Larry and the guys working the day shift at the Coca-Cola bottling plant.
That's been closed. That's closed, too. That's
what?
That's closed. And some kids tried to burn it.
What the f***?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Look, I appreciate Stan and Haney and Zito. We're still here. We're still here.
Wait. You know what?
What's that?
You need to show me some respect, man. I know Dave Alexander.
He's gone.
I dated Gina Birch.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. Where's your finger? Excuse me. Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, it's Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. I hear you. It's Wednesday, and I've already had a long day. Got up this morning, went to go and see my doctor, and then, well, I can't talk about it, but I was in a car accident today, but I can't talk about it. Haney, I swear to God, I can't talk about it. I'm not in the best of shape right now.
And you can't say a word about it.
I most certainly cannot. I'll talk to you about it
Are we then to pretend that nothing happened? Or
I can tell you is that I was in a car accident today. And that's all I can say. Now, I can't tell
you. Can I ask one question?
I wish you wouldn't. But go ahead. I'll tell you if I can answer it or not.
Was Dave involved?
No. No. No, he was not. It's been such... And I'll tell you, I can tell you this.
This is the worst for us.
This ain't good.
Because we talk about everything, and when there's something that legitimately we can't talk about, it drives me nuts.
Yeah, I legitimately can't talk about it.
Although it's obviously our top story today, all we can report is that you were in a car accident.
I think after we talk, you'll know why I can't talk about
it. Oh, I don't even need to talk to you to know why you can't talk about it.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that you can't talk about it. Yet, it's our top story today.
It is, but I can't.
You can say nothing more about
it. No, I can't. You will confirm that, right?
I'll confirm that, yep.
Yeah. And
no, I mean, it's fine, other than right now, the listener is going, oh, my God, what happened? This, that. Well, I'm not even going to say the question.
Let's just put it this way. At least for now, I'm here, and that's all I can say about it. However, I can say this. I can tell you what led up to, you know what?
Should you? You shouldn't.
Maybe I shouldn't.
I think the less said, the better.
Yeah, you're darn right.
So,
but before that even happened, let's take that off the table. Let's take that horrible segment of my life off the table.
Even though it's our top story.
Can't talk about it.
See, for the rest of the day, we can't talk about it.
I can't.
And for the foreseeable future, we can't talk about it.
Can't.
But it'll always be there on that chroma key that runs underneath
maybe
us.
Maybe one day.
Stan's in a car accident.
Yeah, maybe one day.
And he's here for now.
I will say this. Thank you, Aaron Walker from Naples Nissan. The guy is a saint of a man. A saint of a man.
Although he better keep an eye on that Chad, because he is trying to push him out.
Yeah, I know that. Chad wants to take over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Aaron's built an empire. And his that son
of
his...
It's like a regular Game of Thrones in the car business.
That son of his wants to take over.
Yep. Makes no secret about it.
I had to go see Dr. Bastardo today.
Oh, Dr. B.
I had an 8:20 appointment for Dr. Bastardo. And that turned out to be just a sheer joy. You know what? I can't say. I get along with Dr. Bastardo okay in the office setting.
Well, and I think it's public knowledge that it's not really Dr. Bastardo that you end up with problems with. It's that nurse of his.
Well, she started out. She started with the BP, the temperature, the pulse rate. And then remember when I had to go for all my tests?
Which time? Because you go for tests all the time.
I got cornered, and I don't want to what the exact. I got a fatty liver.
Okay. Well, probably the less said about that, the better.
Displaced fatty liver.
Yeah.
And that I need to know the warning signs about that. And he said that I've been in the radio business for as long as I have, that he wants me to get my hearing checked.
Yeah. Well, he's we both see him, and he's the only doctor I've ever been to that will be in the middle of an exam, you know, listening to your heart or lungs or something, and then just burst out with something like, what are you, stupid?
Yep. Yeah, he said that.
Did he say it to you today?
No, he told me, he said, you're not a big drinker, but with this displaced fatty liver, get ready. You could wind up having cirrhosis.
Well, I know what you're getting for your birthday, a nice tight leather jacket to keep it in there.
It's not that bad.
Because isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Can I... If it's distended...
Because
like
that's...
Like that drunk that we saw in
New Orleans.
That wanted
to fight me. And everybody's getting on me like I'm the bad guy.
Let me tell this story. Some of you know this story already. Haney could have been hit up on murder charges. Well, manslaughter.
I didn't do anything.
And I don't know if Junior's ever heard this story.
I didn't do a damn thing.
No, you didn't.
I got in an elevator.
You could have. So we're at in New Orleans. This is in 1996.
For the radio convention.
There was a radio convention in New Orleans. Now, they have these radio conventions every year. And we probably should have gone to a few more. We were, you know, but then they found there was no need for it. But we were slated to go to the radio convention in New Orleans. This was in 1996. And so we go there. We're at a really nice hotel.
Well, if you can ignore the bodies.
Well, there was a body hauled out of the river.
You didn't believe me on that either.
Until I saw it in the newspaper the next day.
Because I pointed it out to him and I said, Stan, that's a body. No, it's not, Haney. Come on, let's go drink.
So, what they have at this thing is, in the mornings, they have lectures and stuff. Oh, you know, these DJs.
Continental breakfast / lecture.
Yeah, these program directors, these general managers, they all go and talk to you about what the status is of the radio business and all that. And so radio hosts come from all over the country for the convention. Just like if in your job, maybe you go to your conventions and talk to people in the business. And then your days are basically free. And in New Orleans... A lot of people take advantage of the free time because there's a lot to do. Glug, glug, glug. So we had to get up, I think it was like 8 o'clock in the morning one morning, go to the lecture that they had in one of the halls at the hotel for 9 o'clock. The thing ends at like 9:45 in the morning. So we get out of there. We're going to go back up to the room, get our stuff together, and spend our day in New Orleans. So Haney and I, a few other people from the radio station we were with, get into the elevator, the lobby elevator. And sure enough, and you know, from a mile away, a couple of other radio guys from another radio station get into the elevator. You got a fake radio guy, St. Clair, you know, Dick St. Clair getting in and... Dick Steele making his way in. And so Dick Steele is wearing his typical radio leather vest and his denim blue jeans and his big belt buckle and his, mullet haircut and his Fu Manchu mustache. And he's in the elevator and Haney's minding his own business. And the guy bows up at him. What are you looking at? Well, I what brought my eye to you is you're at 10:45 in the morning, 9:45 in the morning. You got a cocktail in your hands. But Haney didn't say that. He was just looking. What are you looking? Haney said nothing. And old Dick Steele, the leather-vested DJ, starts bowing up to Haney.
Like he wants to fight me.
And he's getting right into his face, and he's chest-thumping and all that.
And I was able to overlook it for a second, and then it's like, I guess this is on.
And so his buddy, old St. Clair, whatever his name is, Steve St. Clair, goes and breaks it up. says, hey, no, we don't need this in the elevator. And so the elevator...
And I'm like, no kidding.
So the elevator doors open up, and Dick Leather-Vested Steel walks away.
Stumbles
with his cocktail in his hand, ice clanking. And old Steve St. Clair comes up to Haney and says, thank you. And Haney's like, oh, why? What do you mean, thank you? You could have killed him. Well, what do you mean it could have? You know why he wears that leather vest? He has a distended liver, and he uses the vest to hold his liver in. If you punched him, you could have killed him on the spot. He drinks a lot. And I was like, whoa.
To this day, I don't know what he was thinking as to make an enemy of me. Cause
he was drunk.
We didn't know each other.
No, he was drunk.
But, I mean, I don't know what popped into his head that all of a sudden he wanted to fight
me. And his buddies, thank God you didn't. If Haney landed a good body punch on him, you know, stay away from the head. Could have killed him on the spot.
What time of day was this?
I told you, about 9:45 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
If that.
Because we would zip out of those things early while they were still
Junior,
talking.
Junior, I don't know what it was, but there was a certain time in my life when everybody just wanted to fight me. Everybody.
That's true. Yeah, you had that look.
And I didn't do anything.
People wanted to fight you, and people wanted to call the cops on me because I looked shifty.
Yeah, that's proven fact.
Yep. Fight you, arrest me.
And although we can say nothing about it, Stan's been in a car accident.
I can't talk. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
You could be our next big winner. But realistically speaking, the odds are overwhelmingly against you. Thanks for listening to the Stan and Haney Show on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, Wednesday. About an hour away from Are You Smarter Than Haney? Week two of instituting new rules that we didn't want to have to institute.
Well, your hand was forced.
Yep. Now, in order to even be considered for a prize, you've got to get at least two right with Smarter Than Haney.
You know,
lovely Karen will be joining us.
How many times are different judges going to sentence Manafort?
Well, this was the second one. There are two different cases.
But now they've opened a third just
to
be sure.
Yeah, well, sure. I want to go and spice up a little. The guy's at death's door now.
You know, you want to...
Wheelchair.
You want to tell me this is just straight up how things work? Come on.
No, it's not.
And none of this would be happening. That all right.
So Aaron Walker from Naples Nissan says, I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back. It's one of our most popular things that we've done down at Naples Nissan.
It's legendary.
Push, pull, tow, drag, have any kind of tow truck, bring in that bomb of yours. $7,000 towards
minimum.
By the way, your car might be worth more, but if you got something on blocks.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the worst of
rust,
the worst is seven.
Smashed yours, up.
Yours, I would hope, isn't that bad.
Minimum $7,000 guaranteed on a brand new Rogue or a brand new Altima.
Are you talking about last year's model?
No.
2019
the
redesign.
The new 19s, the redesign, $7,000. And guess what? Unlike anything else you've heard, lifetime warranty. So that bomb junk that you got in your driveway right now that hasn't been driven since,
it's doing nobody any good.
It's not doing. Bring it in. Minimum. $7,000 towards a new Rogue or Altima.
Maybe you got something that's running, but why are you driving around with, let's say, your AC doesn't work right?
Yep.
You got a cracked windshield. Yep. Why are you doing that?
By the way, 580 credit score or higher, and you could be driving in a new Nissan. $7,000 for that clunker. Go see him. Pine Ridge Road, exit 107 off of I-75. Ask for Aaron or his son who's trying to take over the business, Chad.
Oh, and Chad makes no secret about it.
No, absolutely not.
Better watch out, Aaron.
Naples Nissan, who just, Aaron is top flight in my book. I told you I was in a car accident, and he made sure that...
he was there for you.
He was there. And so thank you very much.
And he's been there for us in many ways.
Grab bag brought to you by Pewter Mug. Pewter Mug North.
He's been very nice to us. He's been very nice to the draft fund. He is much appreciated.
And nothing but praise from listeners that have come in and dealt with Aaron Walker.
Well, when we were talking to him about all this, is that you got to treat our people right. He doesn't have a problem treating you right.
Nope. Looking for that vacation spot this year?
Make your next vacation destination Venezuela. Come and enjoy the scenic views, the hospitality, and the people. Venezuela, a place you will never forget.
Warning, stay away from Venezuela.
Did you see, you probably didn't, because it was on Fox Business. They had an interview with Juan Guaido, who is the recognized president of Venezuela by the United States and many other countries. Mm-hmm. And it was a wide-ranging interview, went on for about 20 minutes. But one of the things he was most passionate about, and remember, he's fighting for his country, which is going down in flames due to socialism. You've got oil coming out instead of tap water. You got no electricity. You got people starving. And he is well aware of AOC and Mullah Omar. And he said, I'd just like to invite all of them to Venezuela so that they can see what their ideas look like in practice.
You know, a decade ago, one of the wealthiest countries in the world.
And Chavez built his power by just handing out oil money.
Yep.
It doesn't last.
St. Patrick's Day coming up on Sunday. I'm surprised I don't see the sheet in here now promoting it. I'll just run the promo for it, but big things happening St. Patrick's Day.
This St. Patty's Day, it's the smallest Def Leppard tribute band ever. Get ready for Def Leprechaun with all your favorite hits like Pour Your Green Beer on Me.
Pour your green beer on me.
And you won't want to miss Let's Get Shamrock.
Let's get Shamrock. Let's get Shamrock.
And who could forget that immortal classic, Bagpipes. Get your tickets now for Def Leprechaun this St. Patty's Day with special guest Warren of the Green Day.
Yeah, I'm surprised I don't see the promo sheet.
No. Don't pick on Stan. He's been in a car accident.
Yeah, please.
I can't say anymore.
Thank you, Haney. I'm not. I can't talk about it. There's a 27-year-old lawyer in New York named Tommy Straub. Good guy, Tommy Straub.
Mm-hmm.
He got his electric bill from Con Ed. Said he owed $38 million this week in his electric bill.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know, should have gone with those energy-saving appliances.
Tommy, he lives in a 600-square-foot apartment in Queens.
Well, he shouldn't keep it so cool, then.
Yep. Likes to use the air. Well, and of course, still on those cold mornings, throws the heat on.
Yep. That's what he gets.
I had assumed it was a problem. The $74 had turned into the pay field into $37 million or so. And I tried to change it, and I, you know, was highlighting it, trying to backspace it, refresh the page. Nothing worked.
Tommy didn't panic. He tweeted, "Hey, Con Edison, I own a 600-square-foot apartment in Astoria, Queens. I do not own the entirety of Manhattan Island. This is insane. fix it.
Should your first step have been to contact Con Ed directly instead of via tweet?
Yes.
I think so, but it probably, at my, you know, and people who are my age are 27 or so, I just figured, you know what, I'll send them a tweet and I'll see if they direct message me in the morning. It's not fun for me to go through a Twitter timeline with thousands of tweets or thousands of responses, people telling me that I'm lying. He said he's very sorry. You know, Con Ed apologized. They said, you do not owe us $37 million. And they assured me that there was no issue.
Yeah. What if they doubled down and said you did?
Yeah. And that's the thing that...
What can you do about it?
...that they were talking about. He lives the millennial lifestyle. So instead of calling them... In
yeah,
dealing,
you just go on Twitter.
And tweet it.
And you know what? If they show up in front of a judge with a piece of paper that says you owe $37 million, you're going to lose.
Yep.
Now, you wouldn't lose if you got, say, Judge Ellis. He'd fix it for you. But if you got Amy Berman Jackson,
yeah,
you would be put in solitary.
What are they, the two Manafort judges?
Yeah.
This whole college...
See, it's the difference between a Reagan appointee...
Yes. And a...
Obama. Yeah.
You know, this college scandal stuff going on, and this Lori... how do you say her name? Laughlin?
Yeah.
What show was she
Boy,
on?
She was on Full House.
Full House.
They keep showing that same picture of her and her two hot daughters.
Well, the one hot daughter that she got into college.
Both of them.
Well, this one in particular.
Both of them were involved.
This one, the cut that I'm playing is one in particular.
But man, that picture, it's like, these are three perfect women. They are really good looking women.
Her 19-year-old daughter, Olivia Jade. She's...
OJ? Yeah, yes. I know her.
She's a freshman at USC. Got in for the money.
I follow her on Instagram. She doesn't like school.
Nope.
But she loves her dorm.
And that's what I got. Oh, she gets into a highly prestigious school, USC.
But not sure how much she's really going to attend class.
Doesn't know.
YouTube is her passion.
Yeah, doesn't know.
So I'll be going to college and I'll still be working on YouTube. With work, it's going to be hard. Like my first week of school, I'm leaving to go to Fiji for work.
Yeah,
and then
for work.
I'll be in New York a bunch this year for work. And traveling to a different country because I'm creating something with this country, and that's for work. So I don't know how much of school I'm going to attend, but I'm going to go in and talk to my deans and everyone and hope that I can try and balance it all. But I do want the experience of, like, game days, partying. Mm. I don't really care about school, as you guys all know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mommy, you'll get you in. Don't worry, USC. You know how many people would die based on grades to get into USC?
Well, you know, when you're a talented, naturally, athletically gifted member of the crew team like she is.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at it.
Yep.
You know, there's a rower.
Mm-hmm. Esquire.
Meanwhile, there is a homely girl somewhere that from the age of 6 has been told you could get in on a crew scholarship.
Her upper body strength is incredible.
And that's all she thinks about is crew.
Didn't
crew,
make it.
Crew. No, we don't have space for you, honey.
Esquire talked to Samuel L. Jackson and got him to read lines from famous romantic comedies.
I feel so bad for him. I mean, in a way, it's made him wealthy. But he's become nothing more than Jules from Pulp Fiction.
There you go. He's reading... script of Dirty Dancing and Titanic. Samuel L. Jackson. Jules, if you will.
No. Look, you gotta understand what it's like, baby. You come from the streets and suddenly you're up here and these women, they're throwing themselves at you and they smell so good and they really take care of themselves. I mean, I never knew women could be like that, you know? And they're so rich. They're so rich. You think they must know about everything. And they're slipping their room keys in your hands 2 and 3 times a day, different women. So here, I think I'm scoring big, right? And for a while, you think, hey, they wouldn't be doing this if they didn't care about me, right? Listen, Rose, you're going to get out of here. You're going to go on, and you're going to make lots of babies, and you're going to watch them grow. You're gonna die an old lady warm in her bed. Not here. Not this night. Not like this.
In the cold
water. You understand me? Now, personally, I don't think that was funny at all. I mean, Rom, maybe. Calm, not at all.
I'd have to agree with you. Let me show you how something nasty gets started. It's not based on any kind of fact. It's just media in whatever form you want. Entertainment media, news media, fake news media.
What about this, sports entertainment?
Sports entertainment. This is how a rumor gets started. And some brainless woman is sitting watching this every day and then starts to believe it. And then it goes from one person to the other and suddenly it's true. It's all fake. The ladies on The View decided to stir up the alleged Melania Trump body double.
Okay.
And decided, well, is she, is it her or is it somebody that looks like her? Let's go and assume a lot of stuff. Then you, watching this, ladies, will start spreading it around, and then you'll start believing fake news.
The fake Melania online conspiracy theory is back. Some people think that the First Lady is using an imposter to stand in for her. Take a look at the photos that are being posted. That one does not look like her. Sorry. I wasn't going to go along with this, but that one in that picture doesn't look
like her. I know.
Like
you weren't going to go. Now you will.
No, it's a different shaped face.
Melania is a very tall, statuesque woman. And the one that we saw, she looks kind of short.
Well,
look how short she looks.
Trump Trump is tall. Flat.
But she's like toe-to-toe with him almost.
The interesting thing is it catches on because when there's a rumor like this and memes all over the place, I think it catches on because there's an element of truth to the idea that she doesn't want to spend time with him.
Well, look.
Thank you, ladies.
Jeez.
I'm going to wrap up the grab bag today with Fallon from last night. Yesterday was the 30th anniversary of the World Wide Web. And as a tribute, Jimmy Fallon decided to play a song using sounds from AOL and dial-up modems. And it came out like this.
Stepped you up and installed your 56K.
I do. That was a big day.
Yep.
I thought
no more 28.8 for you.
I thought it couldn't get any faster than this. I'm in the big time now.
Yep. Like lightning.
Yep. Oh, Stan, you're going to notice a difference. You're going to notice a difference with the 56K.
And I remember the first thing you did is once I had it installed, you sat down, went on that keyboard,
and then the magic happened.
Looking at it now, with you being reasonably competent about getting around the internet, do you realize how confused you were back then?
Oh, totally. I've said it before. Before I had AOL.
You looked at me like I was a magician.
I had AOL, and there was a little icon on AOL. The World Wide Web.
Dangerous.
And I remember thinking, I clicked that.
I'm on my own.
I could be going into a black hole. I don't know where this is going to wind up.
It was like the dark web.
Yeah, it was in my head.
Do you know what HETEP double backslash is now?
I see it all the time now. I know that HETEP... If it's an S at the end of Hetep, it's secure.
Yeah.
The rest, I don't have a clue. Because now I just go and type in what I want, and it's there.
You still don't know what HTTP is?
Some kind of code, isn't it? What does it mean?
Hypertext Transfer Protocol.
Okay. All I know is it works.
And if you see an S on the end of it.
When we come back, it's secure.
Sometimes it'll turn your the browser bar green if it's an S.
When we come back, I can't wait to read these. Follow up on the Robert E. Lee statue. And Florida has heard Stan and Haney and their listeners. Florida bill cracks down on fake support animals. We're winning. We're winning.
The president comes out in favor of perpetual daylight savings time. We're getting the service animals dealt with.
Winning.
We are on a roll. Except you've been in a car accident and we can't talk about it.
I can't talk about it. Stan and Haney.
Somewhere in southwest Florida, an ancient evil stirs. Then Stan and Haney stepped on it. You're welcome. And remember, kids, evil is for pussies. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. You want to talk to us? 277-9600 or on the Absolute Law text line. Feel free to text anytime you want.
Did you see the picture on my computer?
Yeah, with the wolf, 83% wolf.
That is in Naples.
Yeah, I know.
And I've heard of this place. I don't think we've ever talked about it, but they have a wolf sanctuary in Naples. And
that's a big fella.
They have taken possession
of a big fella. It's a hybrid, but it's like 83% wolf.
How big would you say that is?
I
don't know how big that girl is.
Next to that girl, this thing looks like something out of your nightmare.
It looks like sitting on its haunches, it would be standing at least 5 feet.
You know, whenever you see the Wolfman movies and that huge wolf goat, looks like that.
I mean, this thing looks like a giant.
Yeah.
Me and my ex-girlfriend went there. Really cool place.
Yeah, they seem to...
It's a shy wolf sanctuary.
Yeah. And it seems like they're pretty low key about what they do. If somebody's interested, they'll show you around. I guess they rely on donations.
Yeah, and there's only a couple of them that are kind of rough that people aren't really allowed to be near. But you can actually like go up to them and stuff.
So this wolf is named Yuki.
Aw, Yuki
was dropped off at a kill shelter at 8 months old. And that's when the sanctuary stepped in to provide a home, and he's been there since 2008. Yuki is one of the highest content wolf dogs at the sanctuary. They did the DNA test, and what is this creature composed of?
Mostly wolf.
87.5% gray wolf. 8.6 Siberian Husky, 3.9% German Shepherd, 87.5% gray wolf.
It's a wolf.
Unfortunately, he's not doing well. Terminally ill with blood cancer, but seems to be pretty happy.
Yep.
And is living out his days there at the sanctuary, and he's got other wolf dog friends.
That's nice.
Actually looks like a nice dog.
Yeah.
Just
big.
Frighteningly big.
Very large.
They're doing good work down there.
Yep. Update.
What's the name of it again? Shy Wolf?
Shy Wolf Sanctuary.
Maybe we'll check it out. Maybe I'll go on my own time.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
Update and a story thanks to Stan and Haney listeners who have had enough.
And our top story, of course, Stan's been in a car accident, but we can't say a word about it.
I can't talk about it.
That's really what has got people going today. Stan's been in a car accident, but we can't say anything about it.
I'm not
a word.
I'm not going to say a word about it.
Nope.
Dateline, Fort Myers. This is the people that you want to talk about hate. Listen to this story. And people that don't follow their history. And people of prominence. Dateline, Fort Myers. This from the, I think it's from Wink. Wink News. A crowd cheered as a controversial piece of Fort Myers history got screwed back into place.
Yes.
But some, like Tariq Wilson, are not happy to see the Robert E. Lee bust back up in downtown Fort Myers. Robert E. Lee is an evil, wicked person that represents slavery, said Tariq. I'm glad they knocked it down, and they need to knock it down again. I don't like that tone.
Not one bit.
The statue of Robert E. Lee was found lying
That's
face down.
That's hate speech.
Yep. The statue of Robert E. Lee was found lying face down, torn from its monument, before the Sons of the Confederate Veterans carefully put it back on its pedestal.
Well done, boys.
Police are still looking for who knocked the statue down. The president of the Lee County NAACP said...
And what's his name?
James... How do you say it? Mwaliki?
Yeah, that's not the name he went by when he robbed the 7-Eleven.
James Mwaliki said if he...
What? I'm not joking.
He's not joking. If he knew anything... He denied commenting on the question. I saw the interview with him. Chooses not to respond. He added, going into the 2020 election, we want to remove all types of symbols that causes division and not unity. Now, here we go again. We found out over at FGCU that most of the professors are libs.
To be clear about this, we didn't prejudge them at all.
No.
And you wonder where our attitude comes from. It comes from us being shocked because we called up a professor at FGCU, and it was a question about the Constitution. And the guy...
It was so far off the rails.
Our jaws just dropped with his lack of respect for the Constitution.
Well, here you go again. Jeff Fortney, a history professor at FGCU, said it's time for the Confederate Memorial to find a new spot. Here's what he said. To put Lee in such a privileged position is making a statement not only about our past, but our values. Fortney went on to say he led the largest army in an attempt to extend and preserve slavery, and to say that right now, in 2019, we still want that to be our representative is, in fact, a statement.
Yeah, it's a statement that we honor our war dead.
Fortney thinks it's only a matter of time until someone vandalizes the military bust again.
Well, then he should be charged.
So both he and the president of the NAACP are both basically saying, oh, it's going to be attacked.
We'll see to it.
Yeah, well, it's going to be attacked at again. I will say it again. People within the sound of my voice, we live in Robert E. Lee County. We live in Robert E. Lee County. And Robert E. Lee,
President Abraham Lincoln would be the first to say, is a great American.
Yep. He had to give up his home as part of his punishment. Robert E. Lee did. We know that as Arlington National Cemetery. Robert E. Lee, before the split of the United States and the Confederate States of America, was one of the most highly praised and respected generals in the United States
and
of America.
And was offered control of the Union Army.
And was offered control of the Union Army and had to turn it down simply because of where he lived.
He had to defend his home.
So read your history, history professor. Read your history, Mr. President of the NAACP, and realize what county you live in.
Stan, can I just...
And then I got one more about how we're fighting back.
Can I have just a moment here? Just, yeah. I think we need a pause after that. Is that all right?
Yeah, okay.
Just a pause. If it's working. Are you... You know, do a radio show here. And,
let me know. All right. I can go to the next story. One or the other.
Go ahead to the next story. If it ever pops up, I'll tell you.
All right.
This is...
You ever walk into a restaurant like I did a couple of weeks ago at the barbecue joint where a dog was barking uncontrollably and it made a baby startle and cry, and the old lady says, well, it's my support animal.
And you have seen this so many times. You go out to eat a lot, and yep. You see it all the time.
All the time. A little pepper nibbling off the table. This one at the barbecue joint, big dog underneath the table, scaring a little kid. I saw one at a brewery jumping around up on the tables like it owned the place. I saw at a coffee joint a schnauzer in a baby carriage just lying
there.
That's
obscene.
And we've talked about this and how ridiculous it is and how people game the system. This news report came out today. This was from NBC2. Headline. Florida bill cracks down on fake support animals. There's a bill to stop this, and it's about damn time. A new bill filed by Florida legislators is cracking down on people who fake having emotional support animals. Guess what? Your time's up, people. Dateline Fort Myers, a new bill filed by Florida legislators cracking down on people who fake having emotional
people
support
who who get a template off the internet and print it up and say my dog's a service animal.
They want to create stricter penalties for people attempting to cheat the system.
Because let's be clear, we always have to say it. We're not talking about people that legitimately need service animals. Those animals are highly trained. They're not a problem, and people need them.
Well, now they...
Somebody who's blind with their service animal, it's a different league.
Now, an emotional support animal, and this is what this one is tackling, not the leader dogs for the blind. And
but I always want to make sure that people understand that's not what we're talking about.
They, with an emotional support animal, and this is what it's tackling... An emotional support animal defined as one that does not require training to do specific work or perform special tasks for an individual with a disability, but by virtue of its presence, provides support to alleviate one or more identified symptoms or effects of an individual's disability. These emotional support animals are given certain rights when it comes to housing and airline accommodations, but they must have proper documentation. How many times have we said with restaurant owners and bar owners, well, we can't ask them.
Yeah, we'll get in trouble if we say a word.
What's this dog for? It's my support dog. Well, can I see? You couldn't do that.
Nope.
Now... They have to have the proper documentation that this dog or this monkey or this cat is absolutely necessary for your disability, your emotional disability. According to the bill, anyone who fakes documentation will face a second-degree misdemeanor, a $500 fine, and must serve 30 hours of community service to a disability organization, meaning you want to game the system? Well, we're going to show you what it's like to be with disabled people, and you're going to put 30 hours in. Then think twice if you need your emotional support dog. So documentation, misdemeanor charge, $500 fine, and 30 hours of community service at a disability center.
Wow, that is very good news.
And it's about damn time.
I think it might work now, Stan.
All right, go ahead.
Let's see. Sort of works.
When Robert E. Lee surrendered the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis was upset about it. He said, "How dare that man rescind an order from the President of the Confederate States of America?" And then somebody told him that General Lee had made the decision himself in order to save lives, because he felt that the battle coming up would cost about 20,000 lives on both sides. And he said, 240,000 dead already is enough. So this song is not about the North or the South, but about the bloody brother war. Brother against brother, father against son, the war that nobody won. And for all those lives that were saved, I gotta say, God bless Robert E. Lee. Well, the mansion where the general used to live is burning down. Cotton fields are blue with Sherman's troops. I overheard a Yankee say, yesterday Nashville fell. So I'm on my way to join the fight. General Lee might need my help. But look away, Dixie. I don't want them to see what they're doing to my Dixie. God bless Robert E. Lee.
Got a problem with this, Junior?
Not at all.
Sherman's
troops burned Atlanta, and the flames lit up the sky. And those of us who survived it are watching my Dixie die. But today at Appomattox, General Lee sat down and surrendered to the Yankees and Ulysses S. Grant. So look away, Dixie. I don't want them to see what they're doing to my Dixie. God bless Robert E. Lee. I won't ever stop loving you, my Dixie, till they put me in the ground. And the last words they'll probably hear from me are, God bless Robert E. Lee.
Smarter Than Haney's next. Stan and Haney.
Stan and Haney. Don't worry. They're only doing their C-list material right now. It'll get better.
Don't count on it.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But the lovely Karen has joined us in studio. She does so every Wednesday because this is a special day. Karen comes on, and we're going to make somebody, hopefully, a winner with Are You Smarter Than Haney? Hi, Karen.
Hello, everyone.
She's our little ray of sunshine.
She sure is.
Thank you.
How's things going?
It's good. I'm very busy right now, but it's good.
She specifically made time to come in here today, and as she's making her way from the business offices to here, she's being stopped nonstop in the hallways.
And I'm like, I have somewhere to be, guys. No, but it's good. I don't leave very often. Like, I'm usually, like, at my desk. So people, like, where they're like, hey. And I'm like, I gotta go. I'll be right back. Email me.
And you know what's awesome about this place? Right in here, this little room? It's the only place besides the bathroom that you're safe.
Because yeah.
when, when that light comes on,
can't bother you.
Most people won't bother you.
Maybe I should come and like sit in the corner every once in a while.
Anytime you need to get away, you come in here. We'll protect you.
My little safe space.
Six categories. First person to get all six right, it could be Haney, it could be you, will be the winner. And the way that we're working on it right now, even to be considered, not even beating Haney, but even being considered for a prize, you got to get at least two right. If you defeat Haney, you can have one of the items I'm about to mention to you as your prize. Barbecue saw, Stan and Haney barbecue saw. You want to go to the Collier County Fair? Got a family four-pack of tickets for this weekend.
You like the fair, Karen?
I do like the fair, but sometimes it's a little overwhelming. There's just so many people at once. But it's a fun time. I definitely recommend it.
We have a pair of tickets. Well, actually, it's a guest list for on Monday. Get the Let Out, which is a super Led Zeppelin cover band, going to be at the Barber B Man. Maybe you'd like a pair of tickets to Redneck Mud Park, March 21st through the 24th. Knotfest, Slipknot's performing there at the Mid-Florida Amphitheater on September 4th. Pair of tickets to that. Maybe you'd like $50 to the Pewter Mug, or maybe $20 to Subway to get yourself a good amount of footlongs. $20 will go a long way. One of those prizes, by the way, Karen here, she's your lifeline. If you can't answer a category before I ask it, she'll answer it for you, try to get you the point. But we ask the question right now, are you smarter than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it, Stan's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy, it's hard work. Stan's trick questions, what a jerk. All those prizes, yours for free.
Matching wits with Mark Haney.
You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
2779600. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. You answer correctly, you will hear this. Incorrectly, taking too long. And if you choose science and nature, science. There we go. Cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. Must get a minimum of two right to even be considered for a prize. Random Stan and Haney listener doesn't necessarily mean the first one that I select. It's the one that has the best phone connection, wants to play. Karen.
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. 277-9600. Challenge Mark Haney in Are You Smarter Than Haney? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tammy.
Say again.
Tammy.
You're a horrible phone. You will agree?
Yes, it was try a
bad,
again.
It was a bad phone. Ahoy, who's this?
Rob.
Rob. Have you won anything from us in the last 30 days, Rob?
No, I haven't won anything in the last 3 years.
Okay. I don't know. Keep talking to me because I don't know if your phone's good enough for this whole contest.
All right, I'm still here.
All right. Okay, yeah, no good. Will I get an agreement on that?
Agreed.
Ahoy, who's this?
Brian.
Brian?
Yeah.
Brian, have you won anything in the last 30 days?
I haven't won anything in the last 30 years.
All right, Brian. All right, Brian. You're in. You're going to challenge Haney, okay?
Come on.
All right, and you got to get a minimum of two right, okay?
Pressure's on.
All right, the categories sports and leisure, science and nature, arts and literature, history, entertainment, and geography. Say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline for one of those categories.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Brian. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. As always, we start with Mark Haney. Mark, pick a category.
geography.
Now, keep in mind, Brian, if Haney cannot answer the question, you can steal and then gain control.
So would you do me a favor when you say that? Would you please add the words, in the unlikely event?
In the unlikely event that Haney cannot answer the question, you can steal it if you have the category.
I will listen closely.
Sorry. All right. This one's for Haney, though, in the unlikely event.
Love it.
Haney, in geography, what unique geological feature does Middlesboro, Kentucky sit within?
That's an awkward question.
What unique geological feature does Middlesboro, Kentucky sit within?
Caverns.
That is incorrect. Not even close.
Oh, damn it. Brian, I overthink everything.
Yep, Brian, you can steal.
I'm going to say the Great Plains.
Incorrect.
Can I have another crack at it?
You can't have another crack at it, but since you both got it wrong, anybody can guess, and I'll tell you if it's right.
Smoky Mountains.
No.
Oh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I thought that was it for sure.
Meteor Crater.
Crater. I wouldn't have got that.
No.
Wow.
Brian, wide open, geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. This would be in the leisure category, I think. Well, it's not even leisure. It's what is known as the fifth taste after bitter, salty, sour, and sweet.
Oh, God. No idea.
And I wouldn't get this either because you have the five tastes, but there are the four tastes, but there's something else. Haney, you can steal.
Tangy.
No.
Savory?
Yes. There yes.
Wow.
It's called...
Look at you.
Sweet and savory.
It's called...
Thanks.
Umami. U-M-A-M-I.
The word made up.
The word describes savory. A savory.
And it's called your mammy?
Yep. You mammy.
Okay.
Haney,
that's
wide
right,
open.
Your mammy.
Right?
Wide open, Haney.
Geography.
Geography. Haney, who performed at the first concerts held at each of the two New York Mets stadiums? One, 44 years after the other.
I'm not sure what the question
is. So the Mets stadiums were Shea Stadium and Citi Field. The first concert at Shea Stadium and the first concert at Citi Field. Who was an individual that was at both? Performed at both?
Frank Sinatra.
Incorrect. Brian, you can steal.
Was it a person or a group?
I can't tell you that because I didn't get that specific.
I'm going to say Rolling Stones.
Incorrect. Paul McCartney as a member of the Beatles and as a solo act.
It was kind of a trick question.
Paul McCartney.
That's why he didn't answer.
Brian, category.
Yeah, but he wasn't billed as Paul McCartney.
No.
He was the Beatles.
Yeah. And Paul was one of the Beatles. Category, right, Brian.
I'll take science.
Science?
Science.
Science. All right. Listen carefully.
This is not going well, Karen.
No. Am I the only one that's gotten a right?
Yeah, yeah. So far it's you, and we're running on time.
I get the prize.
What? All right, this is yours, right, Haney?
No,
it's
his. It's a Brian. Again, I've been in a car accident today.
But he can't say anything about it.
I can't talk about it. Brian, what...
Aren't you curious, Karen?
It tickles my feathers a little bit.
But
I
he
like
can't
that.
Say anything.
No, nothing.
Can't say a word.
Brian, what word is common to the full names of the NIH and WHO?
What are those things? Hydrogen?
No, these are organizations.
I got it. So you got it wrong. I got it.
What?
Health.
Yes, you got it. You stole. You are right. It's health. The first one was the
National Institutes of Health and then the World Health Organization.
You are absolutely right in science and nature, Haney, and you got control.
You're just like, next. Let's go.
It's like, hey, I know one.
Haney?
Geography.
Geography.
I don't know what it is with this batch of questions, but I never used to get geography wrong, mm-hmm. and in this batch, I've missed a bunch.
Haney, in what U.S. city can you find a group of homes called the Seven Sisters? Very famous.
San Francisco?
You are correct. San Francisco. You got geography. Brian, wide open.
Geography.
Geography. I'm reading it right now. The Come As You Are sign in Aberdeen, Washington welcomes visitors to the hometown of what musician?
What's his name there from? What's that band?
I need a name, not what's his from what
I think
that
he
band.
Got it right.
Yeah. You want to hear it again?
Kurt Cobain.
Yes, you got it. Geography.
I liked better what's his name from that band.
That band.
I'm driving. I don't have Google. So.
Well, be careful. That's all I'm saying.
Because Stan knows.
I know firsthand.
We can say nothing more about it, but Stan's been in a car accident.
I hope you're all right.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, we can't say anything about
I can't,
it.
Yeah, I can't discuss.
I can either confirm nor deny.
But thank you for asking. Haney, entertainment, history, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
History.
In history for Haney. Haney, who are the only two U.S. presidents to have been impeached?
Andrew Johnson.
Only two presidents to actually have been impeached.
Andrew Johnson is one. Well, if you're going to put the time on me,
Do you know it or not? Or I can go in to ask him if he wants to steal it. If he steals it, he at least qualifies for a prize.
Yeah, I don't even want to guess
all
wrong.
Right, all right. Brian, which two presidents, only two of them, have actually
I know it'll
been
come to me.
Impeached?
I am going to go with Andrew Johnson because Haney is smart. And Bill Clinton.
You are absolutely correct. Clinton
was
and
he actually
John-
impeached?
Yes, he was. Yeah. He sure was.
It went to trial?
It didn't. They went to a vote for impeachment, and when it was finally went and decided, he overwhelmingly said he didn't. It's
so
not gonna...
what I mean is it went to the Senate,
yes,
and the Senate declined
yes,
it.
Yep, correct.
I don't remember
yep,
going that
he
far.
Sure was. Good job on that one,
yes.
Brian.
Well, thanks for the help, Haney.
And, yeah, you're welcome.
And, Brian, you have control. Entertainment, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Let's do arts and literature.
Arts and literature.
Yeah, because I know nothing about it, so let's see what happens.
You got this.
All right, arts and literature. Okay. I didn't know this. Listen carefully, Brian. What comic book character was created by a male psychologist as an alternative to other superheroes?
The character?
Yeah, the character that this psychologist created. It was created by a male psychologist, but as an alternative to other superheroes.
Gilbert.
Incorrect. Haney. Steele.
We don't know an era. We don't know anything.
It's going to be quite obvious when I give you the answer.
Batman.
Incorrect. Wonder Woman. Haney. Entertainment. History. Arts and literature.
History.
Sports, history again. Haney, in history, what did the I and the E stand for in UNICEF?
The I and the E.
Yes. They were at, I won't give any more details.
UNICEF.
These are, I'll admit, these are difficult. And we may be on a time limit here as well.
Well, since I've helped him before, I know the I is international.
You're not going to help him. He's got the category. Do you know or not?
International education?
Nope. International and emergency.
Wow.
The words were dropped in 1953 to reflect a shift to worldwide long-term concerns, but the acronym did not change. All right, Brian, go ahead. Category, you got entertainment you need. You got arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. Karen has a lifeline, and she's hot today.
All right. Karen, what's your favorite? Entertainment? Let's try that.
All right. Let's do entertainment. Karen will get you this. I hope you know this.
I hope so.
She's on a roll.
Yeah, she is.
We'll see.
I'll give you multiple choice for Brian.
Okay, for Brian. Let's do this.
In entertainment, what instrument does billionaire philanthropist Warren Buffett play? Does he play the clarinet, the trombone, or the ukulele? Clarinet, trombone, ukulele, Karen, for Brian.
The ukulele?
You are absolutely correct. You're on fire. You're on fire. Haney, we're running close, short on time here. Entertainment, history, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
History.
In history. Haney, in 1910... What percentage of Americans aged 25 and over had college degrees? 3%, 10%, or 16%?
10%.
Incorrect. You already have the category, Brian. 3%. By March 2007, that figure had risen to 29%. But back in 2019... 3%.
And you say it's up to 29%?
As of 2007.
So 26% of that is gender studies degrees.
Yes, yes it is. We got to stop on time, but Brian, you were leading, and you had 3 right to Haney's 2 right.
Good
so
job.
Excellent job. Excellent job. And
yeah, but I gave him the answer to the one that was the critical
start.
One.
He didn't get Bill Clinton of it, though.
No, but he didn't know who Andrew Johnson was.
Brian, I'm going to put you on hold. And
I don't like that.
You go.
I think you should have let the game continue.
You go and tell.
We'll share the prize.
You go and tell Junior what you want.
It's the integrity game, Brian. I don't hold it against you. It's the host.
Hold on.
I don't think he's in his right mind.
Hold on.
I'll testify to that.
Yeah, I know you will. You were on fire today.
I am. I like it.
I didn't even get a chance to use her.
And she was answering questions that neither one of you could answer. Just blurting them out. Yup.
I think it's probably that I'm affected because you've been in a car accident, and we can say no more about it.
I can't talk about it. I cannot talk about
it. Other than it's had an effect on me. You hear me?
Yeah.
It's had a very big effect on me.
Karen, thank you so much, and excellent job today.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
You stole that from me.
I did not, Dan and Haney.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than to receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. We're going to get your first look at traffic here in just a second. News headlines. With Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Junior just played me some of his stuff. Pretty
good.
Isn't
that amazing?
It's amazing. Junior went
to
music
school.
Where'd you go, music school? You went to music theory, what?
Well, I've been studying music, like, most of my life.
Yeah.
I went to Cypress Lake Center for the Arts, and then I went to FSU for music.
Yeah, he's talented. Now, he can't play for beans, but he can compose.
No, he can play pretty good, but he writes music at such a level that you have to be a virtuoso to play it.
Yep. I said the exact same thing.
Play it into the microphone. You should already have it up.
Well, I can pull it up on my email, and that'd be higher quality.
All right, well, pull it up. People should hear that. And you wrote this in college?
That one I wrote my sophomore year of high school.
Okay, let me know when you're ready, because then I'll pull it up. We'll make sure the volume's good so it doesn't blast you. This
but
is
that
amazing.
Shows you the difference in generations, because, again, what he did is he wrote this classical piece that he cannot physically play, but thanks to software and computers, he can write it and have the computer perform
to have
it.
Someone do this, and like you said, and I said the same thing, you need a virtuoso to play this. Are you ready? Are you gonna ready to roll?
No, I gotta pull up my email.
Pete's sake.
You might as well do traffic.
You know, we try and throw you a ball.
Okay, I'm trying to let you feed off the teat, and that's what happened.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
You know, he scores movies and stuff, too?
Really? I believe it.
Video game music?
After what I heard.
Yeah.
Road Watcher, just in with this one. Accident, Bayshore, and beside Colusa Woods going east.
And
EMS just showing up on the scene.
And disclaimer, Stan was in a car accident today, but we can't talk about it.
I can't talk about it. Let's see, what else? Estero. Got a crash. Town Commons Drive and Corkscrew Road. And in Bonita. Crash. Let me make sure. Cockleshell Drive and Fairway Dunes Court. And you are up to date. You got it up yet? Is it ready to roll yet?
We'll just do it live.
All right, we'll do it live. Here is a classical piece.
Does it have a title?
No.
All right, roll them. Roll them. You're doing it over the phone. Phone, it doesn't do it justice.
Well, you get an idea.
You get an idea.
That's amazing.
That's pretty good. Well, pretty good. I can't do it.
Guys.
Have you ever heard that played by a human being?
I heard it at a very much slower tempo. Like the person I gave it
to. Somebody attempted to play
it. Somebody was kind of sight reading it. Mm-hmm. Like I gave them the music and they were looking through it. They're like, wow, that's going to take me a while to learn.
Good job. Good job. Nice job.
Thank you.
Let's find out what's coming up in news in less than an hour, because Mark Haney over here, he's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
How long should you date someone before you get engaged?
18 years.
We will have the results for you. A woman in England, 24-year-old woman, says she went out on a date with a guy in December. Didn't go anywhere. But 3 months later, he helpfully sent her a memo on how she could improve herself.
Nice. I like that.
I know. Yeah. Sounds like somebody that you could pal
yep,
around with.
I'd probably do that.
Yep. You know, the car companies are always working on innovation.
Yep.
Innovation. And Toyota, they're always thinking, and they have patented a new feature. A feature that would spray potential car thieves with tear gas.
Love it.
So you'd be driving around yep, with tear gas yep, in your car. Yep.
Carjacker coming around trying to, and then you hit the button, it sprays them down.
Man fell off a boat and survived by using his jeans as a flotation device.
Depends on what kind you have, right? Uh-huh. Right, Junior?
A drunk driver claims he is not guilty. Ryan Reynolds from Deadpool was driving.
Okay.
And finally, a 21-year-old woman took a six-pack of beer into the dressing room at the Target on Saturday and pounded it all. These stories right and on, much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. We always try to find laughter somewhere.
Yeah. See them, and win their children for
Michael,
me.
They don't award children in a lawsuit.
Ah. 4 o'clock fluffer time, brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
You know what today is?
It's Wednesday. It means Prince Spaghetti Day.
Somewhere. Yeah. Today is Ken Day.
Huh?
Ken Day.
Ken Day?
Barbie's boyfriend.
Oh, you're kidding me.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
Ken doll tweets.
Top Ken doll tweets.
Hit me.
Yep, hit me with them.
Plastic lives matter. Hot pink mesh tank tops never go out of style. Barbie only got into college because Felicity Huffman bribed the admissions officer. That's right. I spend all day with 12-year-old girls. Jealous, R. Kelly?
Oh, jeez.
For the last time, people, no, I'm not Fred from Scooby-Doo.
Yes!
It's not exactly a dream house for 5 days of the month, if you know what I mean.
Don't call women crazy!
Oh, you're crazy. You're crazy.
You're crazy.
You are.
Stupid old...
Oh, bitch!
Went to the gym, got body shamed by G.I. Joe.
Bet.
He referred to me as Fatty McFatFat.
I am 100% plastic and still more lifelike than Ryan Seacrest.
Literally.
You shut up, Maxine.
No, I'm not responding to him.
Yeah, well, you better.
Don't you dare talk to me like that.
Don't you tell me what to do. I think you're confused.
That's your cue.
They have been sued by women.
Oh, don't even.
Well, now I'm confused.
Yeah.
I'm scared of this stuff.
Now I'm confused. Are you confused?
I'm confused. Isn't that a different one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he has that in his library.
Probably has no idea where we're going with this.
I'm a strong black woman.
I know you are. He won't find it.
He doesn't know what it is.
Right.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
I'm confused. I'm confused.
No, you're not confused.
Yes, we'll move on here.
You know, he can write a friggin' concerto, but he...
Using a lot of 16th notes.
And finally, the very top Ken Doll tweet.
Yes.
Long hours at the bottom of the toy box. Dogs that treat me like a chew toy. Older brothers who cut my head off.
Yeah.
Hashtag things I hate.
God. Oh, my God.
I don't think I got that. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it,
Freddie, email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
You know, they're still trickling in from our question of the week. Memory of your grandparents. This one was from Sergeant David. Ahoy, gents. My favorite memory is of my Grandpa Walker, who I miss every day. He was my hero, and he fought at Normandy on D-Day. We grew up here in good old Florida. And on the hot summer days, he would scrub out the metal trash cans, fill them with water, so we could climb in and cool off. He also used to always warn us kids that girls were terrible creatures and to stay clear.
Sound advice.
Turns out he was right. I've been divorced twice. Thanks, guys. Signed, Sergeant David.
He warned you.
Yeah.
Just like Reverend Raspberry warned us.
Yep. Both. Two different times a year apart. Warned both Haney and I. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Haney, have you seen the testimony of Bruce Orr?
Have you seen the testimony of Lisa Page? The same congressman is putting out stuff.
Yeah, he's a hero.
Yes, he is.
It's somewhat revealing, but I know one thing. Someone's a liar. Well, actually, they're all liars. Why is it, even though we have seen a limited but powerful evidence, no one wants to call it a conspiracy? In my mind, if a group of people get together to come up with a way to get rid of a president, by God, that's a conspiracy. Sure is. I guess we have to wait and see if anyone is held accountable.
Well, it all hinges on this new attorney general.
So the other day, I heard this story. The police were called to the hospital because someone smelled pot.
Yeah, I saw that.
So the cops came, and whose room do they search? A cancer patient who is in stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And of course, they found nothing. What a ridiculous waste of time. They never did say if the patient was the reason the cops were called. I bet someone who was just...
I bet it was someone who just had a stick in their nose and had to stick it into somebody's business. Oh, like a Gladys Kravitz or a Mr. Budinsky.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it.
He sure has. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
Our show is like a big party. A party in your ears. And we're all coming. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Wednesday edition. Going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. And then I'm going to tell you about Swamp Fest. Going to be happening April 14th at the ranch in Fort Myers. I'll give you more details on that in just a second.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. North Fort Myers got a crash. North Tamiami Trail right by the car wash. It's in the 1700 block area. Car wash there. And this one, Estero, hit and run at Estero Town Commons Place, right by the Lowe's Home Centers. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. 96K Rock presents Swamp Fest. Love the name. Featuring Pop Evil with special guests Memphis Mayfire and Messer. K-Rock Swamp Fest is going to get your tickets. It's going to be Sunday, April 14th at the ranch in Fort Myers. It's brought to you by Tender Moments and Stu's Motorcycles. General admission tickets and VIP packages still available. You can go to 96krock.com and purchase your tickets. Ahoy.
Dad.
Ah, Dr. Bastardo, it was good seeing you this morning.
Well, you know, I'm glad you came and saw me before it's too late.
What do you mean before it's too late? Dr. Bastardo, you told me I'm fine, you don't need to see me for another 7 months, that you're going to go and check me again after I get the blood work to make sure the new cholesterol medicine's working. And then in 7 months, what do you mean before it's too late? I'm, you know, a little heavy, but other than that, you said I'm doing well.
I think you might have misinterpreted what I meant. And what I meant was I'm giving you 7 months to try it your way, because whatever you're doing ain't working. And the more and more I think about this, you are getting weight loss advice from somebody, and it ain't me.
Well, we were talking about that earlier.
Are you seeing another doctor?
No, I'm not seeing another doctor. You're my doctor.
Who has put these ideas into your head about how you're going to lose weight?
I told you that I'm on a low carb.
Yeah, I know what you told me. What I want to know is who's behind it.
Because you didn't come up with this. Yes, I've been on diets like this before. You know, take the sugar out, take the bread out, eat a lot of meat.
Yeah, what they call yo-yo dieting. Somebody is telling you what you should do to lose weight, and it's not me. I want to know who.
Well, it's nobody. It was out of my head, and we had this discussion. What do you suggest? I'm glad you called, because we got people listening. Everybody's on some type of diet. What kind
Stan,
of what?
You're BSing me right now. You know, I got a lot of patients.
Okay. I know.
I see a lot of very famous people.
Yeah, I know. You know who told me? Do you know who told me? You know him.
Who told you what?
Upstairs about a diet to go on.
You know him.
You see him every day. He's up on the third floor. You're on the first. He's up on the third. Dr. Diuretic.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, Diuretic told
me. He's a quack.
What do you mean he's a quack? He's part of your practice.
I know where you're getting it from.
Dr. Diuretic told me that I should go a lot of protein, low carb, no sugar, no bread, starches, and that's the only one. And I'm not seeing them. I just saw them in the building today.
Yeah, well, that's a hell of a cover story.
It's not a cover story.
You know, out of respect to you, I try to listen to your show when I can.
Yeah.
I love Haney's News. Yeah. Never miss it.
Yeah, everybody loves Haney's News.
But I heard from a patient today.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I like to talk to my patients.
And yeah, you like to talk, and you like to talk about other people's cases. You know, it's a doctor-patient privilege.
Yeah, well, I was talking to this patient. I said, my God, you know who was in here today? Stan, the Stan and Haney Show.
See, you always do that.
Well, yeah, I do. Yeah. And I said, the son of a bitch has really packed on the weight this time.
I'm trying to lose it, Doc.
I was talking to a very prominent person, patient of mine, who listens to you every day.
Okay.
And this must be on at a time I don't know about it. But he said, you know, he's got some sort of weight loss scam going on with this woman called Fat Pat, and they sell these weight loss programs.
Fat Pat, I've known Fat Pat for a while. You wanted to know what doctor I was talking to you to put this stuff in my mind. Fat Pat's not a doctor. She's a motivational weight loss therapist.
Well, my question to you is if you and this Fat Pat are running some sort of weight loss scam, why not bring in your doctor, give it some legitimacy, and just give me a little my beak wet.
Okay, well, now we're talking, Doc. Now we're talking. You know, a lot of it has to do with smoking.
Yeah. Well,
know. You don't have the little ciggies. You're going for a candy bar.
You go ahead and do whatever you got to do to sell that. But you personally, I want to see you around, okay? I don't want you dropping on me.
I appreciate
that. So I want you to get off this fake diet, this Fat Pat stuff.
And then what do you want me to do?
Well, for starters, stop looking in the mirror and saying, Fat, get off me, like that's going to do it. Thing.
Well, it's motivation. She's not a doctor. She's a motivational therapist. You got to have a positive attitude about this, and you're not giving me one.
I had Nancy go on the internet.
Yeah.
And I found you a 10% off coupon for Weight Watchers.
I don't want to do Weight Watchers. I don't want to do the math and the measuring and all of that stuff. I don't want to do that. Why are you telling me Weight Watchers? You Weight Watchers?
All you have to do is enter this code.
What?
Doc says now at checkout, and you should get 10%
off. 10%. What is it? Doc what?
Doc says now.
Now, would that be DRNOW or DOCNOW?
Nancy! DOC.
DOC, so DOCNOW at checkout. And how much do I save?
10%.
No.
You know what? They got milkshakes. They've got meat-shaped patties. Yeah. It's delicious.
Yeah. Have you been on it?
No, not me personally, but I can't have you. You know, with the shape that your liver is in.
What about my liver?
Speaking of which, that's why I'm calling you.
Well, okay.
I wanted to call you personally because, you know, we took blood and urine from you today.
I know you did, and you were going to tell me about the results.
Well, according to the results, you should be in the friggin' hospital.
What are you talking? Why are you saying this to me? I'm in the middle of doing a show, and I've had a long day today, Doc. I can't get into it. I'm not allowed to talk about it, but I've had a long day today.
We were able to do the blood test, okay?
Okay.
But I'm going to need you to come back in tomorrow.
Why?
Because, well, Stan, you have got so much fat in your body that they didn't get to your urine right away. It had to sit for a couple of minutes. It congealed.
my urine congealed?
Yes, there was so much fat.
Well,
field.
Skim you know it how, and then test it.
You know how, like, you know, you're cooking something, and, you know, like a hamburger or something in a skillet.
Yeah.
And if you don't clean the skillet, it ends up with that. That's what your urine looks like.
What about my blood?
What the hell are you eating?
I'm staying on a high protein, so that's a lot of meats and fish and chicken, stuff like that.
Yeah, your blood came back like 40% fat.
I wouldn't be alive with my blood at 40%. Are you smoking?
I always, when I call you, I take a smoke break.
Yeah, 40.
You know what? I've got a whole office full of people waiting for me right now, and I'm making time for you, and you're asking me if I'm smoking.
Okay.
Yeah,
so blood's 40% fat. They haven't gotten to my urine yet because it's congealed. And
everybody around here has been talking about, can you believe how fat that guy is?
I've put on a few pounds. I'm trying. Yeah. You're my doctor. You're supposed to guide me in the right direction.
Well, if you remember the people that were standing around while I was weighing you in, they couldn't believe it.
You had your foot on the scale.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, so what? Everybody saw it. I figured at that point I was probably doing you a favor to exaggerate it a little bit.
All right. How did the rest of the thing come out? How did my kidney and liver function look?
Fatty.
What?
It's all fat. Your whole body is fat.
My organs are fat?
Yes, you got fat in your eyes, you got fat in your ear canal. Everywhere there's fat, and everybody said so too.
who are you just blabbing this to anybody that listens?
I wasn't blabbing anything. Everybody that was there when you weighed in
said I'm fat.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they know about my fatty organs too. So when the blood and urine work came back, you were probably going around the hallway talking about that too.
No, but more people were there when you weighed in.
Yeah, and you had your foot on the scale. It said I weighed 270 pounds.
Is that what it said?
With your foot on it.
I didn't push that hard. I'm just funny.
All right. Is my prescription at the pharmacy?
You're a nifty 250.
I'm not 250 either.
Am I? Your prescription, yes. I called it in. There's going to be a delay.
Why? I need the stuff. I took my last ones today.
Well, the place they make it is in India.
And
evidently, somehow some mosquito repellent got into their process, their production line there.
Why are you going with pills that you're selling to me from India? Don't they make a good pill in America?
No, Stan. The whole point of this is you get them from India and China, and they're cheaper. But every time they test one of these things, they find, things like asbestos.
And insect repellent. You told me that's recalled for insect repellent.
Well, you know, that's a different culture, Stan. They look, a chemical is a chemical is a chemical. And, the production line for the mosquito repellent probably shouldn't be in the same building as your cholesterol.
You told me I have to maintain my cholesterol medication 40 milligrams daily, and you're telling me I can't pick up my prescription.
No, because I told you they found out there's mosquito repellent.
Then why didn't you give me samples at the office to hold me over?
Well, because those are kind of valuable.
I'm your patient. Isn't that valuable enough?
Well, I figured you wouldn't want to, pay table like that.
Not pay under the table. It's samples. I'm not going to give you money for a sample.
Well, why would I give you a patented drug for free?
I would think because you're my doctor and we've been friends for a lot of years.
Stan, the times that that I've given you a sample, have you ever noticed that I take a black magic marker and I cross out where it says sample, not for individual resale?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's for a reason, okay?
Yeah, because it's supposed to be a sample, or free.
No.
Yes.
That's what they want you to think. This is all built in. You know how hard it is to be an MD these days?
I understand that.
I worked very hard to be an MD.
I don't know, if you worked that hard. What can you call it into a different pharmacy?
Well, they're going to have the same thing.
How are they? Maybe they have a different supplier.
Well, unless you want to pay for the name brand.
Can you get me like...
What do you pay for 30 days on this now?
With 30 days with my insurance, it's about $60.
Yeah. Well, try that times 5. You want to pay that?
Can't you arrange for it so that they can give me 2 or 3 of them until the prescriptions that I'm waiting for are in? Why is it like this with a money scam with you? When you got samples, you won't give them. You cross them out with magic markers, and you're telling me the pills that I got to pick up are recalled because there's some kind of insect repellent in them.
You want a one-word answer?
Yeah.
Obama.
We'll be back.
All women are crazy, and so are we. No wonder things have gone so smoothly for us in the romance department. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. Rob Show at 6 o'clock. Gonna get you updated on traffic.
Life is a gamble, Stan.
Yep, it is. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Speaking of that, somebody just texted us. Guys, may we please hear the Jesse James Dupree without Dave contaminating it? Can we just hear what Jesse James Dupree did?
So they want us to take... Oh. The peanut butter out of the chocolate.
Correct. So that we can hear Jesse James Dupree, not Dave, contaminating it.
Junior?
You got that over there?
Hello?
Oh, he's well aware of what's going on. Do it again. Okay.
I hope that...
Yeah, hope that satisfies
you. We aim to please.
Yeah. I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, we'll start in North Fort Myers. A crash. Orange Grove Boulevard at the Lockmore Villas. Fort Myers. Crash, Old Olga Road and Palm Beach Boulevard, right by the Dunkin' Donuts.
Old Olga is not appealing.
No, that's out near Buckingham.
Talking about the area. I'm talking about the name. When you say, you want to go see Old Olga? No.
The only thing I think about is Olga Corbett.
Yeah, and then you think about her old.
She is old.
And you go, no.
Yeah, not quite what I was looking at. One more. Fort Myers. Crash. State Road 31. Okay.
There we go.
That's what it says.
And, you know, I'm going to stick up for Dave. Jesse James Dupree is fine on his own. But when you add Dave to it, it becomes something much bigger.
Oh, it becomes something. Here. Christ. I can't.
I love it. And you know who else loves it?
Who?
Kids.
Kids, of course they love that. They love any kind of funny sound.
One more time.
Oh,
Mark,
you want to tell me a 3-year-old wouldn't be laughing?
That's great. That's great. I'm cringing. Mark Haney.
Well, you
and the
shouldn't.
News.
You should be proud.
Proud of what? That I cringe to that?
No, that we're able to bring such quality entertainment
what?
To Southwest Florida like this. You can't get that anywhere else.
Thank God for that. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason
hey,
and
your
Todd.
Hey, your name's on it.
I know it is. Jason and Todd at the Diamond District starts, jeez, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Dan Rather in Washington, Nelson Benton in Washington, Don Webster south of Quang Tri, South Vietnam, Bill Curtis near
yeah,
Indianapolis,
the good old days in South
and
Vietnam.
John Chan in Westling, West Germany, with a special
Hi,
report
I'm
on
Garrett
the
environment. You're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected
soon.
Anchor.
When you get tired of him, we're going to wrap it up. Come on. Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, March 13th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. You know, Shaquille O'Neal has set so many records over the course of his lifetime.
Yeah, you and I remember him when he was just a kid playing for the Magic.
I remember I was in Ocala, and I don't think I'd been there very long, and it was pre-internet, and I ended up having to do something at work and desperately wanted to know if the Magic got him, and I actually called the local newspaper sports desk and asked, did the Magic get him? I didn't even say who. They go, they got him.
Yep.
And I was so happy. And then everything just, he left, and we ended up with Penny Hardaway.
Yep, and then it was a downward spiral from there.
And they had potential lifetime fans in you and I.
They did.
Because we were there from the beginning.
Very beginning.
And we loved them.
With your Reggie Theus, your Scotty Skiles, your... Yeah, who else was on that team? Dave Corzine.
Oh yeah,
he was on the team.
And then they went and spoiled it all when the shiftless and lazy
yeah.
Penny Hardaway came along.
Remember they had next year their first pick was Nick Anderson.
Yep.
Oh, those were good. Horace Grant was on the team.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a fun team to watch.
It was a lot of fun.
Back to Shaquille O'Neal,
yes.
Because he's now far beyond all that. One of the records you may not know about.
Sam Vincent.
Yes. Yeah. Shaquille O'Neal is the record holder for the largest sale in Walmart history.
I didn't know that.
He spent $70,000 at one store when he was traded from Miami to Phoenix in 2008 and bought everything for his house in one fell swoop.
At the Walmart.
Yep. Snickers.
Fistful of peanuts in every bar.
Really satisfies. So immediate recognition mm-hmm. of that name.
Yeah.
And well, what were Snickers before it was a candy bar? Well, why is it called that?
I don't know.
It's named after a dead horse.
That sounds about right. You have a horse named Snickers. I immediately thought a dog.
Franklin Mars Horse Snickers died in 1930, just before he released the candy bar. He was still grieving
mm-hmm.
and paid tribute to the horse Snickers.
I'll always take a Snickers over a Milky Way.
Well, not that big a difference.
There's peanuts in a Snickers. Fistful of peanuts in every bar.
They've got three candy bars that are the same thing. They just don't put stuff in some of them.
The commercial I remember as a kid was the peanut vendor going up and down at the ballpark, and he was going, peanuts, peanuts. And I don't remember if it was the kid or the dad goes, yeah, over here. And he tosses a bag of peanuts, and in mid-flight, it turns into a Snickers bar, and the kid catches it, and the peanut vendor says, don't you know there's a fistful of peanuts in every bar? And he'd have his hand clenched, and he'd open it up and be holding a fistful of peanuts.
Well, that's not very sanitary.
Yeah, but that was back in the early 70s.
When nobody cared.
When nobody gave a rat's ass.
And we had a lot of fun.
And we had fun.
Have you seen the movie The Crow? Came out a long time ago.
Oh, with the Brandon Lee.
Yep, Bruce Lee's boy.
Yep.
He ended tragically.
I've seen it on that movie.
Yep. Believe it or not, the original plan for The Crow, when they were pitching the movie to get made,
yeah,
it was intended to be a musical starring Michael Jackson.
Of course. Of course. Can you see him as The Crow, huh?
Yeah. 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 I can see why that didn't work out.
Yeah. Jeez.
Now, we have a study for you today, and the subject is, how long should you date someone before you get engaged?
Well, let's look at this. My first marriage, 2 years. This one, a year and a half before I proposed. What do they say?
Well, it runs the gamut, really. Less than 6 months of dating.
Yeah.
2% said, hey, that's great.
That's not.
98% said, way, way too early. 6 to 12 months, 18% gave it the thumbs up and said, that's fine. 6 to 12 months, long enough. 12 to 18 months. Mm. 20% said that's a good amount of time, making that the number one preferred answer.
Yeah, fall right into that.
18 to 24 months, 15%. 2 to 3 years, 15%. 3 to 4 years, drops dramatically.
Oh, it's got to tail off because if you've been hanging around and you haven't done anything about it,
only 4%. 4 to 5 years and more than 5 years come in at 2%. 22% said there's never a right time to do
it. Yeah, sure, I can see that. I can see that.
And believe it or not, times change. Apparently, women are slightly more gun-shy than men are.
Really?
23% of men said you should propose within the first year of dating, compared to only 18% of women who would prefer to whore around a bit longer.
Yeah, that's not a respectable woman. That's not a honest woman.
It's a hussy.
Yeah. Little trollop.
Yep. Streetwalker.
Yep.
You look like you want to take a break.
No, I mean, you got time.
Well, I just saw you got your finger on the button. I can do one more.
No, you can do a break if you want.
Would you prefer a break?
You're right in the middle. You're right in the middle.
Well, I don't know how I got here tonight. Got the feeling that something's not right. I'm so scared, I think I'll fall off my chair. Around there. Jokers to the
clowns
left.
To the left of me, jokers to the right.
To the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, A 24-year-old woman in England tells us she went on one date with a certain gentleman back around December.
Uh-huh.
Only one. Surprisingly, 3 months later, this gentleman helpfully sent her a very specific list of 15 ways she could improve herself.
I love this guy. How many months went by?
Three.
Okay.
They went on one date.
One date.
3 months later, she receives the list of how he feels she could improve herself.
Okay.
We will start with number 15.
Okay.
On how she can work on herself.
Right. Make a better impression.
Well, he couldn't help but notice that she failed to compliment him even once.
That's important.
At number 14, you made me feel bad when you offered to pay, like you thought I didn't have enough money after I told you how much was in my account.
He would divulge that much right off the bat?
Number 13, you also seemed a bit stuck up. Sort your personality out. And number 12, yeah. Get a sense of humor. You didn't laugh at a single one of my jokes.
Important. Mothers will tell their daughters, even if it's not funny, laugh at it.
Number 11, keep your past to a minimum. I don't care what you went through.
Very important.
Number 2, this really bothered him. She drank a regular Coke instead of diet, even though she ordered a salad.
Well, that happens. I know this firsthand. Yo-yo dieting. Always stick with the diet soda, and you can feel a little bit better about yourself.
Number 9, he said the fact that he did not receive a kiss at the end of the night hurt his feelings.
Could understand that.
She should be more sensitive and not be such an effing prude.
Yep. Even if she didn't like him, she could have just kissed him on the cheek.
At number 8, you need so much more confidence. Confidence is sexy.
Darn right it is. Comes across.
At number 7.
Yeah, keep him coming. I haven't seen a turd in this list yet.
He did not appreciate the way she made conversation.
What do you mean?
Well, she brought up how she got lip injections once and regretted it. He told her she should get them again. Number 6.
Uh-huh.
Stop wearing so much makeup. You look like a whore.
Yep, very key.
5. Dye your hair a normal color.
Bet you she had like purple hair or pink hair or something.
And add extensions. Longer hair is more attractive.
You ask a mother again to her daughter. Don't cut your hair short.
Number 4, wear clothes that suit your figure. I mean specifically so that I'm not embarrassed to be seen with you.
So important, especially if you're in the public eye.
Number 3, show more cleavage.
Well, depends.
Number 2, he told her she looked quite pale and that a fake tan wouldn't hurt.
That's right. If you're worried about it, how about a spray tan?
And at number 1,
yes.
And I quote, yeah. If you just lose some weight, you'd look incredible. Specifically, 20 to 30 pounds.
Now, who's that? Who am I looking at there?
That's her.
Yeah. Yep. Can you imagine if she dropped 20 or 30 pounds?
Yep. Used a normal hair color and had a little bit of self-confidence, so she'd put those shoulders back a little bit. Be proud of who you are, sister.
And drop that weight.
Yeah.
And get a personality.
Yep.
Stop talking and like me.
Yep. Laugh a little bit. Stop talking about your past. Get more lip injections, all right? And you can use it.
Well, from the perspective of his family, Brandon's done it again.
Oh, for crying out loud.
A 45-year-old gent in Wausau, Wisconsin, named Brandon Ingram, wrecked his car last Thursday night. His blood alcohol level, about twice the legal limit. And this would be the seventh time he's been caught driving drunk.
Seventh?
Seventh that he's been caught. When the police arrested him, he readily admitted, yes, I'm drunk. But that doesn't mean that he admitted to drunk driving. No, far from it. He claimed, while he might be drunk, he wasn't the one driving.
Okay.
When they asked him who was driving,
yeah,
he immediately replied, Ryan Reynolds from the Deadpool movie. He's facing a fine of up to $25,000. And thanks to his track record, he's looking at 12 and a half years in prison.
Take a look at that fella.
Yeah, it was Deadpool driving. I'm cool. Yeah, I'm drunk. So what? Ain't against the law. What do you mean?
Seen him at many a remote.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis.
Yeah, yeah, I think you signed
report.
His wife's chest.
For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman,
jeez,
Mark Haney.
Bill, if you think I'm joking, I'm not.
No, it's true.
We've done it.
Yep. This guy. Yep.
Wow.
What, Haney?
Youth.
Misguided youth.
21-year-old Alicia Johnson went to the Target near Stockton, California on Saturday at around 3:30 in the afternoon and did herself some shopping.
Oh, did she? Did a little shopping there, did you? What's her first name?
Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
21 years old. Yep, so she heads into the Target, 3:30 in the afternoon, heads for the grocery section.
Yeah.
And grabs herself a six-pack of Stella.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for her, huh?
Having a good day.
Yeah, probably going to have some drinks and a few beers after work, maybe.
Yeah. She grabbed herself the six-pack of Stella and then headed to the other side of the store, you know, where the clothes are.
Yeah.
And went into one of the dressing rooms and pounded all six Stellas.
Way to go, girl.
She was in the dressing room for over an hour drinking those six Stellas.
Sure, enjoying them.
And then she tried to walk out of the store with more than $200 worth of crap in her cart. Security guards stopped her and called the cops. She's facing charges for shoplifting, petty theft, battery, and resisting arrest.
Oh, look at her. There you go.
She has never had anybody tell her no in her life.
No.
Word means nothing to her. Probably threatened everybody.
Oh, yeah. She lost her temper.
How dare you?
Yep. Look at this. Poor misguided creature. And guess who would swipe right on that one?
Oh, without a doubt.
Hell yeah.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
And that's
six pack of Stella.
You like naps? And that's the news for today, Wednesday, March. I'm Mark Haney.
Little Marky Haney telling it.
Do it again.
Like there he is.
There he is.
Little Marky Haney telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Just like my grandpa used to say. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your Wednesday afternoon with us. Rock show coming up at 6 o'clock. Take you through your evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right. We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Winkler Road and College Parkway. Then we move to Estero.
crash. I-75 southbound at Corkscrew Road. And another one in Estero. Woodlands Boulevard in Corkscrew Road. And one more for you. It's on Fort Myers Beach. It's a crash. San Carlos Boulevard and Prescott Street. And you are up to date.
A hyphen, Webster's Dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races,
the Duke,
to form a nation. To become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred.
Open your eyes,
faster than the hyphen.
The hyphen.
The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead.
Women who hyphenate among their last name.
From this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall.
Yeah.
A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. Ivan's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small.
Yep.
An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal, and something more, stand taller than they stood before.
Damn right.
So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land, each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
Thank you, Duke. Let's do away with that hyphen, Junior, okay? Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Trying to take care of myself. I've been thinking about getting LASIK surgery, so I've been watching some ads. You know, I saw an ad, $295 per eye. That seems a little bit low. Right? I'm not into bargain surgery. You know, I don't need a coupon clip for anything that involves a laser and my eyeball. Here's the other thing, $295 per eye? Who's not getting the whole package? Are you telling me there are a lot of people walking into the LASIK place, walking out like Popeye until the paycheck comes in? Yeah, I can only afford to fix one. That's it. Could you move over to my right a little bit, please? Just your left. I lost a lot of this over here. I did that joke once. A woman in the audience yelled out, I just had one eye done. She was for real. She had one eye surgically corrected for long-distance vision. She kept the other eye for nearsighted vision. Yeah, what kind of torture are you living in? I'm reading. I'm driving. I'm reading again, I'm driving, I'm cooking flight simulator, crossword puzzle, frisbee!
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Stan.
Ah, Dr. Bastardo. It was good seeing you this morning.
Glad you came and saw me before it's too late.
What do you mean before it's too late? Dr. Bastardo, you told me I'm fine. You don't need to see me for another 7 months, that you're going to go and check me again after I get the blood work to make sure the new cholesterol medicine's working. And then in 7 months, what do you mean before it's too late? I'm a little heavy, but other than that, you said I'm doing well.
I think you might have misinterpreted what I meant. And what I meant was I'm giving you 7 months to try it your way, because whatever you're doing ain't working. And the more and more I think about this, you are getting weight loss advice from somebody, and it ain't me.
Well, we were talking about that earlier.
Are you seeing another doctor?
No, I'm not seeing another doctor. You're my doctor.
Who has put these ideas into your head about how you're going to lose weight?
I told you that I'm on a low carb.
Yeah,
high
I know what you told me. What I want to know is who's behind it.
Because you didn't
come up with this.
Yes, I've been on diets like this before. You know, take the sugar out, take the bread out, eat a lot of meat.
Yeah, what they call yo-yo dieting. Somebody is telling you what you should do to lose weight, and it's not me. I want to know who.
Well, it's nobody. It was out of my head, and we had this discussion. What do you suggest? I'm glad you called, because we got people listening. Everybody's on some type of diet. What kind
Stan,
of what?
You're BSing me right now. You know, I got a lot of patients.
Okay. I know.
I see a lot of very famous people.
Yeah, I know. You know who told me?
Who told you what?
Upstairs, about a diet to go on. Dr. Diuretic.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, Diuretic told me.
He's a quack.
What do you mean he's a quack? He's part of your practice.
I know where you're getting it from.
Dr. Diuretic told me that I should go a lot of protein, low carb, no sugar, no bread, starches, and that's the only one. And I'm not seeing him. I just saw him in the building today.
Yeah, well, that's a hell of a cover story.
It's not a cover story.
You know, out of respect to you, I try to listen to your show when I can.
Yeah.
I love Haney's News. Yeah. Never miss it.
Yeah, everybody loves Haney's News.
But I heard from a patient today.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I like to talk to my patients. And
yeah,
you like to talk about
other people's cases. It's a doctor-patient privilege.
Yeah, well, I was talking to this patient. I said, my God, you know who was in here today? Stan from the Stan and Haney Show.
See, you always do that.
Well, yeah. And I said, the son of a bitch has really packed on the weight this time.
I'm trying to lose it, Doc.
I was talking to a very prominent person, patient of mine, who listens to you every day.
Okay.
And this must be on at a time I don't know about it. But he said, you know, he's got some sort of weight loss scam going on with this woman called Fat Pat, and they sell these weight loss programs.
Fat Pat, I've known Fat Pat for a while. You wanted to know what doctor I was talking to you that put this stuff in my mind. Fat Pat's not a doctor. She's a motivational weight loss therapist.
Well, my question to you is if you and this Fat Pat are running some sort of weight loss scam, Why not bring in your doctor, give it some legitimacy, and just give me a little my beak wet.
Okay, well, now we're talking, Doc. Now we're talking. You know, a lot of it has to do with smoking.
Yeah. Well,
she and I both know. You don't have the little ciggies. You're going for, a candy bar.
You go ahead and do whatever you got to do to sell that. But you personally, I want to see you around, okay? I don't want you dropping on me.
I appreciate
that. So I want you to get off this fake diet, this Fat Pat stuff.
Is my prescription at the pharmacy?
You're a nifty 250.
I'm not 250 either. Am I?
Your prescription, yes. I called it in. There's going to be a delay.
Why? I need this stuff. I took my last ones today.
Well, the place they make it is in India, and evidently
what?
So somehow some mosquito repellent got into their process, their production line there.
Can you get
me
like...
What do you pay for 30 days on this now?
Well, with 30 days with my insurance, it's about $60.
Yeah. Well, try that times 5. You want to pay that?
Can't you arrange for it so that they can give me two or three of them until the prescriptions that I'm waiting for are in? Why is it like this with a money scam with you? When you got samples, you won't give them. You cross them out with magic markers, and you're telling me the pills that I got to pick up are recalled because there's some kind of insect repellent in them.
You want a one-word answer?
Yeah.
Obama.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.